All right, it is daylight saving time, but it feels an awful lot like winter out there. It's cold today. We'll detail the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Not necessarily a Chamber of Commerce day out there, Thelma Castillo.
No, it isn't.
We'll get one of those eventually. President of the Blue Water Chamber is here, Thelma Castillo. Thelma, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How is St. Clair County? I guess we're going to find that out next week, right?
Well, St. Clair County is alive and well.
State of the County Address, 12th annual. I didn't realize that this has been going on for that long.
Yeah, I've only been a part of it for the last couple of years, but we've been very fortunate. The Chamber has been very fortunate to be able to host this for the community.
Explain what goes on at the State of the County Address.
So every year is a little different, but last year we kind of found something that we thought that worked, and so we decided to stick with it again this year, but we did add an additional player to it. So it's really about an opportunity for the community to come together and learn about all the great things that are happening in here. If we don't tell our story, who will, right?
Right.
So we want to be able to showcase what the county's been doing, and there's lots of communities in our county that have been doing great. Our administrator and controller, Carrie Hepting, will be giving the address. So she'll give the overall view of what's happening in our community. Mayor Damon, who will be opening up the actual ceremony because we'll be in his community, so he'll do the welcome address. And then we'll have a panel discussion that will be moderated by DTE Ron Chris. And on that panel will be our county commissioner chair, Jeff Bohm, as well as a couple of city managers, including James Freed, Randy Fernandez, Elaine Levin, and Denise from Algonac will also be there.
Yeah, as you say, St. Clair County is alive and well. I mean, really, if you look on the last year alone, but combine that with other things that have happened in the last two or three years, I mean, it really has been an active time, hasn't it?
You know, Paul, I came here 4 years ago, and it's amazing all the great things that have happened here, whether we are celebrating the things that we're doing through the Cranes Detroit publication, or whether it's going up to Mackinac and seeing all the great things that are happening up there and then bringing them back to our community, or just looking around and seeing all the businesses that are opening up and the vibrant of our community. It's outstanding.
Absolutely. I mean, the hotel developments alone, St. Clair Inn under construction, the new hotel in Marine City. Of course, you've got City Flats here in Port Huron. It's just amazing.
It is, you know, and I come from the Detroit area. That's where I was raised, and that's where I had my whole professional career. And I've seen a lot of parallels here, and it's really interesting because, you know, where we were, where I was with Detroit Regional Chamber 20 years ago, seems like that's where Port Huron is today. And I could see some of the struggles that we did back in the day, and I've seen some of the struggles here. And it's really commendable of how fast we've grown in this community and how we're all pulling together to make that happen.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, what does it take to make those things happen? It really is the collaborations, isn't it?
You know, it really is. Not only the collaboration, but the right people in the room. You can always have collaboration, but if you don't have the leaders in the community really trying to make us all go in the same direction and working together, it's never going to work. And what's so exciting is that you have all the organizations really wanting to make that happen.
March 23rd, that is next Friday, I believe, right?
Yes, it is. And it starts at 11 o'clock. We still have some tickets that are available. Last year, we had close to 400 people, so you really don't want to miss it. And if you really need a ticket, you can always call the chamber office. You can always go onto our website, or you can always check out the Facebook page.
All right. I know you got a great turnout. It's always a big deal. 12th Annual State of the County Address at Alexander's in Marysville next Friday. Thelma, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul, and hope you have a great week.
You too. Thelma Castillo with us from the Blue Water Chamber of Commerce on WPHM 17 past 8 o'clock now.